Good morning, everyone. Just want to do an audio boo on this subject that's been discussed today on Twitter. Should disabled or should blind people be entitled to disabled badges or blue badges or parking permits, whatever you choose to call them? And there's been some people say they should, some people say they shouldn't. Personally, my own opinion is I don't think we need them. You know, for those of us who, I mean, it's different if you actually have a walking problem as well. But for those of us who are fully mobile, can walk, are fit and healthy, then no, I don't think we really need them. And by applying for them and using them and using up spaces, disabled spaces, in, you know, town centres, etc., we could be taking away from people who really do need the spaces. And I guess it's something I feel quite strongly about because my mum suffers from COPD. And for those who don't know, that's chronic obstruction pulmonary disease, otherwise known as emphysema. And she really does struggle to walk. She needs oxygen. And she uses a little walking frame and she has an oxygen tank. So it's not just people in wheelchairs, it's people who have got issues with walking or they have a walking stick or arthritis or my mum's condition. And there's a lot of them. There's probably a lot more of them than there is of us. And I just think that, you know, we don't need to take these spaces. So why should we? You know, it's just all to do with people thinking about others. But of course, you know, it's not just us who are, you know, applying for disabled badges and taking spaces. We also have the people who just park anywhere they want and abuse the system. My mum has a disabled bay right outside her door, and very regularly she comes home here, particularly the weekends, to find someone parked in her space. Because people just pull in, they just see it as a parking space close to the door. For example, if it's raining or whatever, 9 times out of 10, if it's raining, she never gets in it. Because people want to be parked as close to the door as possible. They don't think that that space says disabled for a reason. And there may be people who actually need that space, and it really does annoy me because it makes it a lot more difficult for my mum if she has to park away from the building and walk. And in fact, as a lot of you know, she's been in hospital recently and now it's virtually impossible for her to walk a distance. So it really does annoy me, which is why I'll never apply for a badge, because I just think we don't need it. I am very fortunate and grateful that I can walk, and, you know, my legs work well and I can walk. My eyes might not, but my feet do. And, you know, I fully intend to make the most of them. I also know people who can apply for blue badges because they are partially deaf. And again, I think that's ridiculous. You know, just because you've got a hearing impairment does not entitle you to a disabled bay. I think that's also ridiculous. And there isn't any real benefit to having them. I mean, years ago, you used to be able to park or drive down pedestrian areas. You used to be able to park in car parks at concessionary prices and stuff. But now you can't. You can get, I think, pain display free. But apart from that, all the big shopping centres and everything are all free parking, and you can't use them in the multi-stories or the NCPs or anything like that. You can't park on double yellows with them anymore. You used to be able to. So there isn't really a huge incentive anyway. There's not really a huge point to having one. It's not really of a lot of benefit to someone like us who can walk fine. You know, you don't really need them. I've been out with loads of people over the years, and nobody's ever said to me, have you got a badge? Nobody's ever questioned it or struggled to guide me or anything like that. It's never been an issue. So no, I really don't think so. But again, everybody, you know, is entitled to their own opinion. A lot would say, well, you know, I'm registered blind, I'm on DLA, I qualify, and if I qualify for it, then I may as well have it. because I'm entitled to it. And I'm a great believer in a lot of ways of getting what you are entitled to, because so many people in this world don't actually know what they're entitled to and don't claim what they're entitled to. And I do think you should, you know, but I only think you should claim what you're entitled to if it's going to actually benefit you. And I don't think for the majority of us that a blue badge is really of any real benefit. If you don't mind walking, you're confident to move around, being guided or with a dog or a stick, and you're confident, and I don't really see this of any benefit to you. So why get something if it's actually not really going to benefit you anyway? You know, yes, I'm a great believer in having what I'm entitled to if I can make use of it or it's going to benefit me. But otherwise, no. And also, I don't want to take away from somebody who I consider to be worse off than myself, because I think eyesight, having no eyesight is one thing. But I think being incapacitated so that you cannot walk, you can't walk around and just, you know, have a nice walk on a sunny day like today, I think that is actually so much worse. I know people in wheelchairs and stuff who can push themselves around and who are in maybe power chairs and stuff like that can get around independently quite freely and stuff like that. But there are a lot of people out there who aren't so lucky, who struggle every day to walk. I see my mum struggling every day, and I just wouldn't want to take something away from a person like that, because I consider them to be a lot worse off than myself. It's painful to watch, it really is. And so, you know, just be aware of that, folks. And also to anybody who's sighted who's listening to this, please don't park in a disabled bay, in a shopping centre or somewhere else, just because it's convenient for you and just because it's raining or it's cold or you can't be bothered walking a few feet. Because I'll tell you, you could be taking that space away from someone who really does need it and who will struggle and may not actually be able to walk the distance. So please, please don't take spaces away from disabled people. And I think that's all I've got to say on it, really. So take care, everybody, and I hope you're all doing okay and having a good weekend and enjoying the warm weather. Bye for now.